Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
An abolitionist newspaper editor, doctor, and military officer, Martin Delaney proved to be one of the nation's most influential African-American leaders during the 19th century. Born on May 6, 1812, in Charlestown, Virginia, now West Virginia, Delaney moved to Pittsburgh at age 19 and studied medicine, writing, and other subjects through private tutors and all African-American schools. A free black man in Pittsburgh, Delaney became an outspoken voice against slavery and oppression. In 1843, Delaney published The Mystery, the first African-American newspaper published west of the Alleghenies. The publication so impressed famed abolitionist Frederick Douglass that he made Delaney a co-editor of his newspaper, The North Star, in 1847. Delaney left the North Star in 1849 to enroll at Harvard Medical School, where he was one of just three black students before racism forced him from the school. He began to question whether African Americans could ever be considered equal in the U.S. So he traveled to Africa and Great Britain to negotiate the possibilities of forming a homeland for African Americans. When the Civil War began, Delaney returned to the U.S. and began to actively recruit African Americans to join the United States Colored Troops, who fought for the Union Army. In 1865, President Abraham Lincoln appointed Delaney the first African American major, the highest rank of any black soldier during the Civil War. Following the war, Delaney worked tirelessly for just Reconstruction efforts and was an outspoken civil rights advocate until his death in 1875 at the age of 72.